Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know that I do not like injustice. When something isn't fair, I'm going to talk about it. There's something that is going on. It involves politics. It involves music at West End. Now, many of you, like me, remember what West End used to be like. Remember Bart's. Remember Amberjack's. Remember Jaeger's. Remember Neo Beach. I mean, I can go on. If I just think about that time of my life, I'm lucky to be alive. I was single in my life at this time. I am so lucky to be. I met so many girls at Bart's on Sunday afternoon that it was amazing. But I met some really, really good. I mean, I met a couple of people that I had, you know, lasting relationships with. So it wasn't just like, you know, a pickup thing. Well, there might have been a few, but it wasn't just a pickup thing. So, you know, I met some really, really, really cool people. The Lakefront West End used to be awesome. And apparently there is a citizen complaining about music at the Lakefront, in particular at Felix's and at the Blue Crab. And over time, Felix's, I know, has gone out of their way to lower the music to try to make things better. This particular woman continues to complain, and I don't think it's fair when one person starts something that is unfair to the general public. I have been at Bart's. I have been more recently, because Bart's isn't there anymore. That's where Landry's is. I have been to the Blue Crab. I have been to Felix's many times on a Sunday afternoon. If you want to live in a secluded area, go somewhere else. But there's activity at West End. And on Sunday afternoon, there is activity at Felix's, or there has been. And there's been music there. And I just think it's wrong when one person comes up with all these excuses about why there shouldn't be music. You know, maybe she's just a stick in the mud. Maybe she doesn't like to have fun. Maybe she can't stand the idea that you and I are having fun. You know, you and I know the type. We know the type. I don't know this woman. But that's the stereotype that I get of her. But, you know, you can't be the one that shuts everything down. And there's a problem with payment of extra fees to have music. And, you know, look, it's just not fair. My friend Danny is on the phone. He owns Felix's. Danny, I know there's a meeting that involves public input today and tomorrow. And let's talk about that. I appreciate you being with us, and I'm sorry that you're going through this. And to me, this is typical New Orleans politics that needs to come to an end, and we need to stand up and stop a few people who think they have power, and maybe they've got some influence with friends. Maybe this woman has some influence with some friends, and maybe she is pulling her weight around. I just don't think it's fair that it shuts down music at Felix's on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon, which is part of West End.
Well, thanks, Scoot. I mean, I can't express my appreciation for you giving me the time. You know, this is it's kind of like I know you and I have been through another situation. This is like Orleans Parish or French Quarter Sanitation Department Part 2. It's like you're trying to do something good, and you fight, you're fighting City Hall. And you mentioned several of the places, and I remember Bart's. I remember that. I'm 64 years old. I'll be 65 in 2 weeks, and I remember all of that. And it was wide open. It was wild. And,
oh, it's
and
crazy.
I'm not criticizing them at all. That's just what the environment was, and there were a lot of condo buildings built after all of that, shall I say, debauchery, and not to mention that live music has been at the lakefront since the 1880s, and we are playing stuff that is consistent with our age group. We have actually had we've asked bands to leave because they would not turn down their volume. We monitor. I have a log, Scoot, going back 2 or 3 years, where we monitor the decibel level of every show, and we have done our best to comply with all the regulations, to be a good neighbor. When I bought this in 2018 from Jonathan Brisby, he had been there since 2013, and John's a good guy, and they had live music, and that was, as they say, baked into the cake. That was part of the economics of that business, was what I paid for, and I bought it, and we made a lot of improvements, and we're proud of what we've done, and everything rocked along, everything went along fine until, I can't remember, maybe 23, 24, but, you know, 5, 6, 7 years easily into it, and they say, well, you don't have this permit that I think was adopted in 19 or something, you don't comply with it.
Danny, who first complained?
Well, a neighbor complained. There are two sets of complainers. One was in a condo building over on the canal across from us. And then one was back over the levee, back over in the, Lakeview neighborhood, which there's no way they could hear us over there. We were aimed across the canal. Mm-hmm. And we even monitored to make sure. We sent a policeman over there into their apartment with our decibel meter, and they said, you're not violating anything. Yeah. You're not violating. So then we turned them around and said, well, we know we're not violating it now. But, Scoot, I don't want to be a psychiatrist. I don't want to be a policeman. I don't want to attribute anything negative to anybody. I'm just saying all we want to be is a good neighbor. We comply with the decibel limits. We have music that is well within the norms. No parent would object to hearing their children listen to our bands.
Yeah.
We're a family restaurant. Yeah. And hell, Scoot, if we have any business after 9 or 10 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday, we're lucky. We're cleaned out early.
All right, Danny, so what about the permit, and where is that pressure coming from? And then tell us about the meeting this afternoon at 4:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 4:30.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
30.
So the permit, the ultimate permit ultimately has to come from the New Orleans City Council. But before we can get there, the Louisiana management, I'm paying, I don't like to talk about numbers. I'll tell you in confidence, Scoot, but I don't want to say it on the air. We pay, I bought the building. I bought the business and the building and paid a huge price for it. And all the and we pay a six-figure rent for the ground lease because nobody owns any real estate in Fee Simple out there, the lakefront management. So the first step is, so the city, under the auspices of the health department, they came out there and called the lakefront police and said, hey, you need to go shut these guys down because they're exceeding the decibel limit, which we disagreed with. But we complied. When they came out there, we shut it down. So these two hearing, there's a whatever you call it today to hear the public, and then tomorrow's a board meeting. They did an appraisal, and they said, well, guess what, Mr. Conwell? Your lease is only for a restaurant. You don't have a lease for a restaurant and bar. So we're going to have to do an appraisal of how much that's worth. So now they're trying to gig me. And they are gigging me for an extra 10%, you know, go up to $120,000 a year or something like that, and to have live music. And I've told my lawyers, I said, look, this is disgusting to me, but I will begrudgingly accept it if they get us through to get the permit. So today's a public hearing. Tomorrow, the Lakefront Management Authority Board is going to vote on whether they ought to offer us a new lease at a ridiculous increase in cost that allows live music. And then if they vote for that, then we have to go through the whole city process, which goes all the way through the city council. It's ridiculous.
Are complaints equal about the Blue Crab restaurant, which also has live music outside?
Well, I'll tell you this, I can't say enough nice things about him. He has kept his music going. God bless him. I guess he's tougher than me. But someone came up at the last meeting and said, hey, Nick, I'm sorry this is affecting you. We're really only after the Felix's. And Nick looked at them and said, hey, we're joined at the hip. Whatever the rule is for Felix's is going to be the rule for us and vice versa. So I really respect him as a gentleman for saying that. And I can't explain why certain people are against me. And
why are they?
Me.
Yeah. Why are they after you and Felix's, and who are they?
I don't know. Is some woman across the levee in that neighborhood? And then there's one other across the apartment thing.
Well, that's a very it's a very bougie area, and sometimes people who have a little money feel like they can control their environment, and they live in this world with everybody else. And I guarantee you that area, Lakeview, across the levee, they have been exposed to music at West End for many, 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 many years. And why would they come after you?
I don't know, but Scoot, I know you live out. Don't you like music? I mean,
Yeah. You
know, we live in the university section. We hear Loyola and Tulane students running up and down the street, you know, at 2 a.m. howling at the moon. People say, oh, is all that disruptive? I tell them, are you out of your mind? I love that. It's youth. It's light. It's life. Yeah. I don't want to live in a cemetery. Yeah. If you want to just have total quiet or whatever and nothing going on, no movement, go move out in the woods.
I'd love to talk to these two people who are complaining. I mean, I would love to talk to them on the air. I doubt if they're listening or if anybody knows them. I doubt that they would ever talk to me. But I would love to talk to them and find out why they think they have a right to shut down something that the public enjoys and something that, you know, even the police went out with a decibel meter and found that you were not violating any rules. I can't guarantee that I'm going to be there today, but I'm going to try to be there for the meeting tomorrow.
Please come tomorrow. Please come tomorrow. I understand you have family obligations. Family is always first, always. But please, Scoot, if you can come tomorrow, because I want you to, I want people to see it through their own eyes. Don't accept what I'm saying.
Well, you know, we're all done with New Orleans politics the way it has been. And these people who are perpetuating this mentality are going to be shut out. At some point, they're going to be locked out. Helena Moreno is going to come in. We're going to have a new police officer in town when it comes to her being mayor. They're new city council members. And I think the old way of doing things in New Orleans are going to shut people out. And these people who think they're going to be in control forever, they're not going to be in control forever. And they're going to find themselves against the general public. And the public sometimes needs to stand up and stop allowing a few outsiders to control the narration.
Well, I pray that you're right, Scoot, and I support your I am totally appreciative of your support. I was in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street at 7:30 this morning, and you could have eaten an egg off the sidewalk. It's so clean. Sydney, and you know he got a six-month extension. We could talk about it some other time, but Troy's filing another. We're back in litigation.
Oh, wow. Well,
I'm confident we're going to win.
Good.
And
because
your support.
I think
you're a big part of it.
I think Sydney Torres is doing a great job, and Troy Henry's just trying to selfishly get something, and he's trying to play. He's trying to play cards that I don't think should be played. But anyway, that's going to catch up with Troy Henry. That's a whole different story. Danny, I appreciate you being with us, and good
Thanks,
luck with the
sir.
Meeting. And you know, let's
come
just
tomorrow, please.
I'm gonna do all I can to be there. I'm gonna plan on okay. being there. But Danny, I appreciate you being with us. So look, there is an attack by a couple of individuals who have pulled some strings, and they're trying to shut down music at West End. And I don't think they should be able to control the narrative. And I had a lot of fun at West End in the past, and there's a lot of fun still to be had there. This is a general area of interest for the entire city of New Orleans. Wherever you live in New Orleans, people went from all over New Orleans to go to West End. And it was fun, and it can be fun again. And we shouldn't let a couple of people who are just, you know, I don't know. How do you describe them? A stick in the mud? I mean, I don't even know if that's a cliche that even works anymore. But you know the type of people I'm talking about. Uppity people with a little money, and maybe they've got a few connections, and they're trying to use New Orleans-type mentality and power to shut somebody down who's doing music legally at the lakefront. I don't think they should be the winners. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.